Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to my blogspot. The title of this blog, Get Out of Your Head. As an author, storyteller, speaker and blogger, it is vital to remain fresh. In writing, I need to be in my head, utilize the creative side of my brain. Moving away from the solo writing zone, I step back into the world of reality and humanity. It is easy to forget, as we sit silently in our writing caves, how removed from the hub of daily life we become. What works for me? To get out of my head, I go on planned dates with myself. It helps switch off, allows the mind to reset itself, and still observe what is going on around me. I might head to a cafe, enjoy a coffee in a different and buzzy environment, take a walk in the park, listening to the sounds of birdsong, visit a photographic exhibition, even a creative art gallery. I might take a train journey to somewhere I have never been, go walkabout, but don't get lost as I do. Visit the cinema or theatre, or absorb myself in a film or play, or even attend a book reading event. Wherever I am, I bring a notebook and pen. Later, I write about the adventures and the people who moved in and out of my space. By changing our environment, thoughts will continue to flow. But by stepping back, we allow fresh ideas in. Give the mind a break from the intensity of a normal writing day. Refreshed, I may introduce a new character or write a better description of one perhaps I was stuck on. I may even develop and write about the people I observed. Some years ago, I read a short story by Rebecca Miller. She came to me from the book New Irish Short Stories, edited by Joseph O'Connor. The main character, a writer, is in a black hole of no inspiration. He is due to meet a film producer, forgets, and ends up in a bar. There he chats with a lady who has a penchant for romance. She invites him back to hers. Not what you may be thinking. Late home with feelings of guilt, he announces to his wife, I may have a book in me. Now, I'm not suggesting you follow this man's means to an end, but take a break, make a date, go outside, absorb life, get out of your head. And back at the page, we are assured of a fresh day of inspired writing.